Praise the Lord, Saints. It's Pastor C with another Faith Nugget. Praise God. I want to talk this week about making sure you have the faith of God. And I want to give examples of people that had the faith of God and how they got the faith of God. Now, in 1 Kings chapter 18, the word of God reads, "And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth." Now, it had not rained in over 3 years. And what the word of the Lord came to Elijah. And God gave him a specific word. And that word was, "Go show thyself to Ahab, and I will make it rain." Now, this is very important. See, the word of the Lord came to him. In the word of the Lord was living power to make it rain. Now, this is so critical, praise God. Hallelujah. See, in the word of the Lord was living power to make it rain, to do a specific thing, to make it rain. Now, that's why this is so important, my precious brothers and sisters, see, because, see, many people, see, are trying to jump out there in faith, and they don't have a word of the Lord. And see, when you don't have, see, remember now, so then faith cometh, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh. Faith came to Elijah. Faith came to Elijah. And when Elijah received those words, he had the faith of God to make it rain. Now, also here is where we get what is declared in James as the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. See, that's a conditional prayer. See, there's a specific word from God, and from that now, you can go and pray and get the miraculous results. This is so critical. See, and people would, "Well, I'm praying, and I'm believing God, and I'm believing God." What is the word of the Lord? Without a word of the Lord, you do not have the faith of the Lord. Amen. And that's critical to understand. Listen, go have a great faith-filled day.